Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe.
Bringing a whole new meaning to community. Joy 94.9.
Something that's good that's come out of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers and Same Same and the 25 most influential people. You've got some news for us, Scotty.
I think it was absolutely fantastic. Melinda Edwards, who was my predecessor in my role, and many, many people would know Melinda's name. She was our first Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer on a full-time basis starting back in 2000 and then became the State Coordinator for Gay and Lesbian Liaison in about 2003, was given a gong. Now, I know you guys think that that's a bit of a negative word,
yeah,
but
it sounds like it.
No, she was listed in the 25 most influential gay and lesbian people in Australia for the 2008 list at the samesame.com.au website.
Cool would that be?
Wonderful.
Does that mean you're next?
Well, I'm not eligible.
Why not?
Well, because to be eligible, you must be an out gay or lesbian Australian. And well, I'm Australian and I'm out, but I'm not gay or lesbian.
Gay or lesbian. Oh,
well,
really?
Yes. I'm getting a little excited.
So, yes.
Gabby, you're next in line to the throne.
And look, she's in amongst some really salubrious people. You know, it's a very eminent list. Fran Kelly was on there. Felicity Marlowe. We should send another thing out to congratulations to Felicity Marlowe for the work that she has done, especially around the assisted reproductive technology bill here in Victoria. A great lot of work that she's done there. Ken Campagnolo is also on the list, and people might remember Ken was the trainer at the Bonnie Doon Football Club who was sacked after he had declared his bisexuality. Penny Wong's on the list. Justice Michael Kirby is on for the second year in a row. Senator Bob Brown is also on there for the second year in a row.
And my personal favourite, Portia de Rossi.
Yeah, Portia de Rossi was on there, and I was fortunate enough to go up to Sydney to be there and represent Victoria Police when the list was announced and be there to be able to thank Melinda for the work that she did here whilst she was with Victoria Police, because of course she's left Victoria Police and headed off to another state, to another police force. And people amongst the crowd when Portia de Rossi was announced was sort of a little bit, she got it just because she married Ellen, but it's a lot more than that. And apparently, and I'm not aware of this, but there has been a lot of publicity after the changes to the law in California, and Portia has done a lot of work in regards to the removal of the Marriage Act within California.
I'd like to highlight about Ken being nominated. He wasn't nominated because he was an out trainer and,
no,
and lost his job. He was basically because then he fought and has made a lot of changes and a lot of awareness now in sport, particularly knocking on the AFL door.
And speaking to him up there, he continues to do a lot of fighting, especially around homophobia in sport. So, yeah, well-deserved gong. And Matthew Mitchum was also on the list, gold medalist diver from the Olympics this year. This was another one where I thought, oh, he's just been given it because he's a sports person. But I was really impressed with him. There was two people chosen from the 25 to speak on behalf of the other 25. And he spoke about the work that he does in secondary schools. And he talks about his journey through someone who was identified by his peers at school as being different, and to the point where he actually failed year 9 PE or something like that. And now he's bloomed from this awkward child who was constantly picked on for a whole variety of reasons, and now is a gold medalist for Australia. So, fantastic story.
Hope all those people who picked on him are cringing.
I would hope so too.
Yes, shame on you.
There'd be people crawling up to him now saying, oh, I know him, and yes.
I can just see it now.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
It's a list of very impressive people.
Yeah, definitely. And look, it most deserved for Matthew Mitchum. It really was.
Congratulations to them all. And Gabby, who knows? We might be up there. Get yourself across to samesame.com.au. I just went and put Melinda's name in and it brought up Same Same. And
that's right. And look, you know, all credit to Melinda Edwards. She did some great work here. It was groundbreaking work. It really was. Back in the time when she started, it was only 6 years after the Tasty Nightclub raid. It was only 4 years after the then police minister made comments about the suitability of gay and lesbian employees within Victoria Police. And so there was a lot of ground to cover and to recover. And Melinda did an absolutely fantastic job in kicking that all off. And we wouldn't be where we are today without the work of Melinda.
Hats off to her, because now we can do our jobs.
That's
because
right.
Of what she did in the past.
And we can have this program.
Exactly right.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au.
If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police Glows, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.